This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
You know, it's like 700,000 people have been killed by SSRI drugs alone since the year 2000. It's unreal.
The Health Ranger Report.
The drug industry has declared war on humanity, and the prostitutes in Washington are just going right along with it. They don't give a damn.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
I just spent a day with some young urbanites in Austin, and I've got some fascinating observations to share with you, sort of reporting from an alien world of young city millennials in Austin, Texas, whose language and culture and body language and everything has really begun to be so far detached from the reality that I know that it's almost like visiting another planet. And there are some positive aspects to it and some twisted, weird things to it as well. So I want to share all of those with you. Thank you for joining me. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. You're listening to healthrangerreport.com. So one of the biggest things that I notice about these young urban millennials is that they have a sense of not having any control over their destiny. They are sort of go with the flow. They're just whatever, wherever the current takes them, that's where they are. And for the most part, they're okay with that. It's really interesting because in my generation, we all, well, many of us, we had plans. You know, we would plan to, you know, get out of school, maybe go to college, graduate from college, find gainful employment, maybe invent something, start a business, whatever you were into, and, you know, set aside some savings, maybe purchase a home. You know, this plan, it's a blueprint for how to one day retire with, you know, a roof over your head and a little bit of money in the bank account or a pension or something. And I realize that's old school these days, because today's young millennials, what they are into is, it's just whatever happens, happens. They're just going to go with it. They're not going to think ahead. They're not going to plan ahead. There's no real plan. Even the act of going to school is not really about planning ahead. It's about just socializing in school or being involved in the latest hip trends, which is what schools have become, by the way, sort of trendy indoctrination centers rather than really education centers. So it's all about being accepted and being hip and being obedient. And there's this body language I observe that goes along with the youth today, which is this sort of, what do you call it? It's like it's very fluid. It's it's sort of like nothing really matters, that anything could happen at any time. It's like they're somewhat dancing when they're talking, and even in their language, the words that they're using are a lot of words of like, you know, whatever, or just going to go with it, or it was chill, or like, I'm down with that, or whatever. I don't remember the exact words, but it was sort of like very wishy-washy. Like no one really had a sense of personal independent direction, which, you know, I was observing this as a scientist. I mean, I'm not denouncing it. It's just a fascinating culture that exists today, and it seems very alien to me and perhaps to many adults who are my age, but it is a fascinating culture. It's almost like this totally separate population of interesting primates who behave in this bizarre conformist way, and there are no real leaders of them. Oh, and I got to mention too, the male is gone in this species. The male no longer exists. There's no longer any kind of strong male person. All the men have been feminized, all very effeminate, you know, metrosexual type of attitudes. No one stands up for themselves, except occasionally you'll run into a very strong female. And the females are depicted, by the way, in our modern movies and Disney and, you know, Hollywood films and sitcoms and everything, as the strong, aggressive decision makers, enforcers, family moderators, you know, the matriarchal stereotype or archetype is a better term of the family unit, if there's even a family. Whereas the male is always depicted as a bumbling idiot, someone to be dominated, someone who is uninformed, indecisive. And this, I actually saw this reflected in the culture. I saw these young millennial men being incredibly effeminate, wishy-washy. Not, they weren't really polite to the women around them, the young women. They wouldn't open doors for them, for example, because everything's equal now. There's all equality now. So they don't open doors for women, and they don't treat women any differently. And many of them seems like they would view the other women and the other men in the group as equal opportunities for sex partners. Like, they could sleep with a man or a woman. It didn't really matter because gender is a fluid concept to these millennials anyway. And you would find women dressed like men, what might be called butch in a lesbian terminology. I don't know if that's a negative connotation term. I don't mean it that way. Just saying that women sort of made up with their hair and their clothing like men. And then you have young men who are made up in a more effeminate fashion to look like women. So the gender fluidity is very, very evident. There are no strong gender characters on the male side, for sure. It's just very, very fascinating. And so this is all reflected in the language and the political correctness. And all these people, by the way, they are terrified of guns. I know this because I was talking to them about guns, saying, oh, you know, I'm wearing a gun right now. I carry guns all the time. I use guns for self-defense, and to get their reaction, to see what their interest level was, or what their emotional reaction was. And they were all terrified of the idea that anybody could own a gun. It was almost like, how could you be human? Like, that was their reaction. How could you be human and own a gun? I mean, that's how visceral it was. And then when I explained to them, you know, here in the city, you call a sheriff, well, you call 911, a police officer might show up in 3 minutes. I live out in the country, you call the sheriff, you've got 25 minutes before they show up. So you have to basically provide for your own self-defense. And they started to understand that, but only sort of. The idea of them taking charge of anything in their own lives was absolutely alien to them. And they believe very strongly in ideas of government should take care of them. We talked about food stamps and where food comes from, and housing and apartment costs and so on. They all strongly believe that government should provide basically every basic thing. In other words, government should provide an apartment, a living space, food, a mobile phone, and a college education. All of that should be free. But they didn't want cars. They don't think government should buy them a car, because they don't want to own a car. They all want to have public transportation. They all want to basically live within walking distance of all the places they want to go. They don't want to have a very wide radius of travel. They just want to live close to where they eat, which is a restaurant. They're not into cooking their own food, very few. A couple of them were like, they were into juicing and permaculture and everything, but that was the exception. Most of them just wanted to eat at restaurants all the time. They don't know how to prepare food. They don't know how to shop for food. They don't know how to read food labels. So they're just restaurant consumers, but they want to live close enough to be able to walk to that grocery store and shop on foot. You know, they don't want a car. Some of them had bicycles. They're definitely into bicycles. They like to ride their bikes to work. They might ride a bike to a grocery store to buy some small things, but they don't have, obviously, big cargo-carrying bikes. Although that probably wouldn't be, they wouldn't be against that idea if it were proposed. So in essence, what we're seeing here is a culture, and again, this is in Texas. So these are Austin urbanites. They are very, very closed-minded. Oh, so one of them was even afraid to think about driving outside the city because they were afraid of the countryside. They thought that that's where crazy people are who have the guns. So they're very close-minded. They have their safe space, which is their their university campus or their city. They're very afraid, even terrified, emotionally terrified to go outside their safe space. They're afraid of the countryside. They're afraid of people who own firearms. They don't want independence in terms of having a vehicle. They just want to use public transportation. And they don't want to have to make any decisions. They don't want to have to assert themselves in any way. And they don't want to have clear definitions of gender. So in their world, everything is fluid. Everything is, you know, could change at any moment. And when they talk, they don't use logic or reason. They just talk in a way that's just, it's all based on emotions. It's like, how do you feel about this? And then this happened. And then I felt this way. And then these other people feel this way. And then we all felt that this was okay. And then there was consensus. And then we all felt that blah, blah, blah. It's all about feelings and about consensus and about reaching agreement among the group, even if the agreement is based on totally faulty information. So it's not about being correct. It's not about having logic or reason. It's not about being mathematically accurate. It's not about being historically accurate or anything of the kind. It's just about reaching consensus, even if it's rooted in delusion. So this is the new generation that we now are raising in America. I'm talking about teenagers and people in their 20s, basically. This is, you know, sometimes called millennials, but it's not strictly millennials. It's a younger group as well. This is who they are. And it's a product of a society that has abandoned leadership and abandoned adulthood and abandoned real parenting. It's a society that has abandoned meaningful education and abandoned standards of learning and standards of education and standards of adult behavior or ethical behavior or even long-term planning of any kind. That's the society in which we now live. And it is a very, very strange society to people like me who are, you know, we tend to be leaders and we tend to be assertive in what we believe and helping others by educating them, uplifting them with good information. We are the kind of people who blow the whistle on corruption rather than just going along with it. We're not okay with the status quo if the status quo is corrupt. We're not okay with things being the way they are if we see a way to make them better. And our ideas are rooted in reason. They're rooted in real cause and effect, real understanding of history or science or physics or economics or geopolitics, if you will. So I don't know where all this is going, by the way. And it's you know, every generation thinks that the next generation is probably made up of a bunch of fools. So there's nothing new in this. Maybe this is just something that these kids are going to grow out of. But it does seem odd to me that here I am talking to these millennials who are aged like 25. And when I was 25, I was already running my own business. I was an entrepreneur. I mean, long before 25. I was running a software company at age 25. Even before that, I was running other companies. But these kids are still living with their parents for the most part. They don't own a car. They don't have any real plan. They don't, you know, it's just living day to day, moment to moment. Everything changes moment to moment. Everything's touchy-feely, emotional. Everything's all about conformity and obedience. And there's no real individualism anymore. There's not even an acknowledgement that people should be individuals. Everything is about conformity and going along with the group. The group is important, and it's the identity with the group that matters, not self-identity. Because the self in their world is very fluid and could change moment to moment anyway. The self almost doesn't exist. All that exists is the group, the trend, the tribe. And they just want to be part of the tribe and promote the narratives of the tribe and not contradict the tribe. There's some very weird, you know, psychological stuff going on here. And I'm not obviously a trained psychologist or you know, sociologist expert or anything like that. But I can tell there's something very strange going on, because when you lose self-identity across all the members of society, you are losing the root of liberty and individualism. And you're becoming a society of fascist conformists. And that's what they are, and they don't even realize it. They think fascism is Donald Trump. They don't know that their demands for obedience and conformity are actually the real pillars of fascism. And at times, you know, they can get really angry and violent, and they can talk about how they want to kill someone who disagrees with them or punch them in the face. Or, you know, you've seen out there, people want to kill conservative speakers or behead Donald Trump and things like that. And they don't realize they are the fascists who are promoting violence. So it's very interesting. They lack introspection. They lack individuality. They lack long-term planning. They lack any ability, it seems, to reason, to logically look at step-by-step cause and effect. What if I do this action today, what does it cause tomorrow? What is my role in society? Do I want to be part of this tribe or not? And so on. These questions of introspection are not part of their vocabulary. They do not identify themselves as individuals. I guess that's the summary of all of this. They are only identified usually as a group. They say they're gay, or they say they're transgender, or they say they're lesbian, or they say they're LGBT, or they say they are black, or they say they're, you know, some victim group, some minority group. They say they're an immigrant. Whatever the case may be, it's a victimology that they now associate with, and that becomes their identity. And that's the narrative of the Democrats. That's what they want. They want people to belong to a victim group that is then seen as being oppressed or terrorized in some way, so they vote Democrat to solve the problem that the group is being subjected to. It's all about being part of a victim tribe, not being an individual capable of making individual decisions. So that's what we're facing. Very interesting analysis. I had a fascinating day of interacting with a lot of these young urbanites, and they taught me a lot, and I taught them a lot as well. I hope they learned some things about reality from me, because they're going to face that reality sooner than they think. Anyway, thanks for listening. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, healthrangerreport.com.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out. HealthRangerStore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at HealthRangerStore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality, so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. healthrangerstore.com. I thank you for your support.